Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it, definitely. We're heard everywhere. First of all, you can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. We're heard on Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. I'm going to be joined by Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicap, Art Source, for former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans of USC. Kerry Eggers from up in Portland, Oregon. Something on Wednesday happened that we're definitely going to discuss with Kerry about that. And, of course, we'll play some Barron sports trivia. And then there were two. The Swifties against San Francisco next week, and it opened SF, the 49ers, a 1.5, 2-point favorite. It will end up, Kansas City will be a slight favorite in the game in Las Vegas next week. And a lot of it, you know, the world's crazy. And USA Today, they call these people wing nuts. They think the NFL is trying to make sure that Kansas City wins the Super Bowl because the Swifties and Taylor Swift, I have no idea what they think, why she's important, but she does bring young people to the game. But anyways, Kansas City last week was very fortunate to win the game, as you know. Zay Flowers catches a 54-yard pass from Lamar Jackson, and then he taunts the defensive guy, gets a 15-yard penalty, they don't score. And later, of course, even worse, and we've talked about this so many times on Sports Overnight America, unless it's fourth down, there's no reason you should lean forward with the football and try to score when, if it goes through the end zone or lands in the end zone, it's going to be a touchback. It was first down. You made the catch, Flowers. How stupid are you? And later, of course, Lamar Jackson makes a ridiculous pass in the middle of the field, in the middle of the end zone, which again, he's going to be the MVP of the regular season, no question. But he still is not a very bright quarterback. And Flowers, again, I don't know if he's got any lights on at all. Email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. You know, as we speak, in Orlando, Florida, 13 international nations and the USA are playing flag football. That is the future of sports. We've talked about that. We'll talk to you next on Sports Overnight America.
I wish I could get this stupid jar open.
Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it.
And now get a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Find us at straighttalk.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only excludes taxes and fees.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers, AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
As disruption rocks the global supply chain, businesses are looking to generative AI for help in navigating these challenges while also responding to delivery demands. According to a recent survey by the IBM Institute for Business Value, CEOs are rapidly investing in generative AI to automate and streamline their supply chains. In fact, 89% of executives report that key investments in automation will include generative AI capabilities. The capacity to respond to real-time data is a necessity for improving supply chains, and executives are hungry for the right data. In fact, being able to respond to real-time demand volatility is a top operational priority, 51% over the next 3 years. Rob Cushman, Global Supply Chain Transformation Leader, IBM Consulting.
Organizations are seizing the generative AI moment to capture opportunities to increase responsiveness, build deeper human tech partnerships, and quickly automate their supply chain. Those that don't will be stuck wondering why they've fallen behind.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV, sponsored by IBM.
Hey, I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients, the pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then obviously the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Mark Mancini's with us, the World War Sports Handicapper. Art Source with us from Galaxy Sports in Pennsylvania. Of course, the big story of the week, the WWE and Vince McMahon no longer together. Mark.
Again.
You are used to do the ring announcing down in San Diego. Any comments about losing the Vince McMahon and the WWE?
Yeah, I used to do XPW, Extreme Professional Wrestling. I used to go against ECW, the one just below the WWE. And, you know, I've always said, if a guy has a problem like this, just buy yourself a hooker every night and all bets are off. I mean, what are you trying to get sexual favors and push people into championship things? And then he's pushing these girls in with other wrestlers. Vince McMahon, it just goes to show, it's some of these athletes, they get them in one city, they create havoc, and another team picks them up thinking they're going to change. A leopard doesn't change his spots. You knew what Vince McMahon was all about, and now hush money's going around and all that. They finally got rid of him. This is the second, third time that they've booted Vince McMahon out of the WWE.
Art Source, any comments?
Well, you know, I was a big John Tolos, the Golden Greek,
yeah,
and Mil Máscaras, and Freddie Dick Blassie. Land at the auditorium, and Freddie Blassie with the blonde hair. Those were my kind of guys. Who was the guy in Pittsburgh, the big Italian guy, Mark?
Bruno Sammartino.
There you go. Those were my days of wrestling. I could not name a wrestler nowadays if my life depended on it,
Fred. Oh, my gosh. I want to.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is some of their big matches now are jumping to Netflix. So it's they're sellable. There's no question about that. My favorite all time, though, my grandfather took me to the Olympic Auditorium when I was 6 and 7 years
old. Remember Dick Lane with those glasses, Fred?
Dick Lane either did roller derby or wrestling. So I fell in love with wrestling at 6 years of age.
Macho Man.
But my favorite wrestler of all time, the late Roddy Piper at Piper's Pit. Is there any art?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I thought Piper's Pit was as funny as anything I've ever seen on TV.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, and Mark, you can kill him on this too, because I mean, that's when it was the best. I mean, when they were slamming the floor. To me, as a 7, 8, 9-year-old kid, I took it so seriously. Like when my guy would get beat, I'd be crying. I mean, my grandmother's like, "Do you do realize that this?" And my grandfather goes, "Oh, shut up! Let the kid have some fun."
Mark, the honky tonk man, with God, it's Razor Ramon, Rick Rude, some of the great wrestlers. And you know, when you think of those great wrestlers back then, guys, you know, it was a different thing. And then Hogan came in there, and then you started to bring the Ultimate Warrior. Ultimate Warrior started to come, and a lot of those guys. And now it's, you know, you got Roman Reigns, you got some of the things. It's more of a, you know, they're kind of manufacturing 3-4 guys. You got John Cena in there and stuff, but it's nothing like the old days. And you know, with Vince McMahon building something, how do you get thrown out of your own company that you kind of built from scratch?
That's a great question. It really is. Folks, you care about wrestling anymore? Email us, sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. Later, we're going to go up to Portland, Oregon, and talk to Kerry Eggers about what happened on Wednesday. Damian Lillard came back to the MOTA court, and the Portland fans went crazy. They love him, and they should. 11 years of scoring more points than anybody in the history of Blazer basketball. But okay, we're down to the final two. Taylor Swift and her Swifties against San Francisco. Now, again, as we go into this, Mark is the world's worst sports handicapper, so, and he can't change at Super Bowl's not till next week, of course. So, but Mark's not going to be able to change. Artie's not going to be able to change. I'm not going to be able to change. You like that it opened with San Francisco being 1.5 or 2. By the time kickoff comes next Sunday, KC will be probably a 1.5, 2-point favorite going the other way. Mark, who do you like? Kansas City, the Swifties versus the Purdettes and San Francisco.
The Purdettes, I like that.
Well, first of all, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't like San Francisco because I don't want them to chase down Pittsburgh in Super Bowls. The other thing is there's nothing good in Kansas City except the barbecue food. I'm not interested in the Duck Dynasty, Jason Kelce, that's going through sweets in Buffalo. I don't really care about Taylor Swift because I don't like women 58 pounds dripping wet with a lot of lipstick that's auditioning for the next Joker. So is it a conspiracy? We talked about this last week, guys. They didn't want the blue-collar teams in. This is Vegas, glitz and glamour. I don't know. Maybe I'll just watch the halftime show. If you had to put a gun
I'm taking San Francisco. I'm going against the grain here because Kyle Shanahan, whether as an offensive coordinator or a coach, has had so many last-second losses in big games, whether they be NFC Championship games, Super Bowls. They got beat by Kansas City 31-20 just 2 years ago. I actually think that this Brock Purdy is more than just a game manager, you guys. I think this ball club, with the momentum coming off of what they did to Detroit in the second half, a lot of it, you know, you can blame a little bit on the coach for the Lions. But let's put it this way. That was a huge victory in 49er history. And I think it's going to be San Francisco. And I know, Fred, you like Kansas City by 10 points. And I think there's a great chance of that. You can't ever discount Patrick Mahomes. But in this particular game, based on what I see, I just have a funny feeling that San Francisco front four, which is loaded with stars, is going to step up, put some pressure on Mahomes, and I think the injuries on the Kansas City defense are going to come back to haunt the Chiefs.
Well,
I'm a Mahomes guy, so
let me ask you both this. I don't think nobody in Vegas cares about either one of these two teams either, with the Chiefs in the division and the 49ers from San Francisco.
You don't think so? Because I'm telling you, I think both these teams have some cachet. The New America's team, according to Bob Costas, is the Kansas City Chiefs. And, I mean, the 49ers have a long, you know, like you said, lexicon of greatness.
Let me ask you, when was the last time the Chiefs were relevant before Mahomes got there and Joe Montana landed? Len Dawson?
Well, they actually had some good teams when Alex Smith was there. But, yeah, you're right. I can see what your point is. Hey, I got something we want to talk about real quick, Fred. How about the Baltimore Orioles being bought by a consortium led by David Rubenstein, who's a Baltimore guy, Michael Bloomberg, Cal Ripken Jr. and Grant Hill, and they only got $1.75 billion for the franchise. Is that a heck of a deal or what?
I tell you, it is a heck of a deal. If you take a look at their talent, their young talent, then they add Corbin Burnson a couple of nights ago.
Right.
It's a very positive situation for the Baltimore Orioles, and I think you're not far from there where you live in Pennsylvania, so you can read all about them and watch them on TV all
and
the
I
time.
And I told you, we went to the ball game a couple times last year, sat in the bleachers, had a great time. It was $10 for parking, $10 for the ticket. You know, I mean, I was amazed. I said, my God, you can actually go to a major league sporting event and get out of here for $50. This is wonderful.
Hey, before we go to a break, we've got a couple minutes before the break. Art, you were a professional golfer, and $3 billion. Jay Monahan found a way to pick that up for the PGA. Any comments, Art Source?
Well, you know, I think they used a little bit of leverage to go with the SSG group. You know, they have the LIV. They're still negotiating. I think the PGA Tour got smart. They used some leverage. They got a consortium with Arthur Blank. I guess it's John Henry and the Fenway Group, which I also believe LeBron and his partner are involved in. And I think it's a great move for the PGA Tour. And it just shows that if you're going to step up and start paying these guys in these eight enhanced events, like the Pebble Beach tournament going on right now, you know, you got to have the money to do this. And, you know, I think it's going to be great. I think it's really incumbent, though, for golf to come together, Fred, eventually. If they keep this deal going on, the fighting between the LIV, and I've noticed that Rory and Tiger are starting to kind of, you know, come back to the pack, not quite as adamant against the LIV. It'll be very interesting to see. Surprise out of the LIV, though. They're down in Mayacopa in Mexico, and 25 of the 50 players – they've come down with ptomaine poisoning from the food or the water. So we'll see if that causes some problems in their initial event this year on the LIV Tour.
How about $12 million extra for the LPGA tournament?
Yeah, the LPGA and, you know, the Saudi group, the PIF, has already been involved with them, much like they are with Formula One racing and some horse racing. So they're starting to do their sports washing, as we call it in reality, trying to, you know, to get on the right side of things. But it'll be very interesting to see what happens in these discussions. Because, I mean, when you have the kind of money they have, you know, $1 trillion to spend in sports, wow, that's not a chump change.
All right. For Mark, for Art, Fred, we'll be back right after this break for more in the Barron Sports Trivia on Sports Overnight America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. We'll be with you all night long, of course. And bottom line is we talk about things that others don't talk about. We also play some barren sports trivia, proving what Mark and Art may or may not know. Now, Mark, of course, the World Tour Sports Handicapper, Art, 126 years of age. So Art has to take legal medicinal medicines every show that we do. What are you taking this evening, Art Source?
Well, I've got my Focus Factor and my Prevagen, but Prevagen's pretty much priced me out of the market lately. So I've been going with this one by Force Factor. It's called Forebrain. It's a nootropic with a combination of some little bit of caffeine to help stay up late, because this is a late night show. And at my age, you know, once happy hour comes around about 4 o'clock, I got to take my little nap and then get ready to do the show late night. But yeah, I really love the stuff. It's kept me on top of things or on the bottom of things, depending on what you look at. But it's been great. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, let's start Barron Sports Trivia. We'll start
Fred,
with
Fred, what's
Mark.
The name of the show again?
Folks, it's Sports Overnight America. And you can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. Mark Mancini, are you ready?
Yeah.
Green Bay, of course, won the first Super Bowl. Which team did they beat?
Kansas City.
They beat the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
I'll bet my last dollar on it.
So, okay. He's betting everything he has. Remember now, he's the World Report's handicapper. Art, was it the Kansas City Chiefs?
Lenny Dawson, Hank Stram, Fred the Hammer Williamson. They took the hammer away. He got hammered. And Bart Starr won the first of his 6 world titles.
It is correct. Bottom line, blacked out in Los Angeles, but my uncle, we mentioned this story before.
And the Coliseum wasn't even full, Fred.
The Coliseum wasn't full.
And you remember the name of the game?
It wasn't the Super Bowl. It was the
NFL Championship game.
Championship game. A couple years later, they come up with Super Bowl. But the point is, get about 20 people over. And we could watch KFMB Channel 8 in San Diego. But Art, what was this is another Barron Sports Trivia game, again blacked out in L.A. But what was unique about the telecast of that game, Art Source?
Well, I believe in the first half you had Frank Gifford and Ray Scott doing it on CBS, and then in the second half I think it was Kirk Gowdy and Aldi Regattas who did the game on NBC. So it was a really bizarre situation. That way it was fair for both networks to get involved with the original, what was the first Super Bowl, which was named after the old Super Bowl that Mrs. the current owner of the Chiefs played with as a little kid.
Hunt.
Yes.
But both networks had the whole game. Both networks had.
You could watch them on either side. I thought it was first half, second half.
We kept moving back from 8 in San Diego to 10 in San Diego. And watching it on both networks.
I was a big Ray Scott fan in those days because, you know, he had the old great call, star, dollar, touchdown, Packers.
No. Okay, see, that was it. He didn't have to say a lot. he knew when to just be quiet and listen.
There was a screen showing you what's going on. Somebody's got to say that to Tony Romo.
All right. Mark, more Barron Sports trivia. Which Packer scored two touchdowns in the 35-10 win over those Kansas City Chiefs?
John Brockington.
John Brockington, the running back.
He was still at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Okay, you're saying John Brockington. Okay. Mark says the Brockington. Art Source, who scored two touchdowns for the Green Bay
Packers?
Was
that party animal Max McGee, who was out all night with the Hollywood Starlets.
Okay, but he didn't start. He was the third receiver for Green Bay. Who was the starter and got hurt?
Boyd Dollar.
See, Mark, the medicine, what's that? Put that medicine up there on the screen again, because it's definitely working tonight. What is it? Let me see. I can't see it right now, but it's
Forebrain.
Okay. Forebrain? Forebrain.
It's a nootropic. I mean, it really is great stuff. And you know what? This is only $17 and you get 60 pills. So I'm going to try to call him. I'm going to try to call him and get him as a sponsor for us.
Mark, you ever try Forebrain?
No, I stay away from the drugs.
No, this is legal.
Hey, I mean, there's a lot of people in this planet that get to be my age that have dementia, so I'm just trying to fight the uphill battle here.
Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. So much to talk about, but of course, the National Football League is numero uno, number one in reality, and Art, Bill Belichick did not get a job. Now, was it because he was 28-39 without Tom Brady, or is it just because he likes to control things and the teams don't want one guy to control everything? Art Source, why didn't Belichick
get a job? I think the NFL is really going toward the younger coaches. I think it's less expensive. You don't have to pay $10 million for a coach. I'm noticing that, you know, I looked at the coordinators that were hired recently. You got Chris Shula, the defensive coordinator for the Rams. He's like 34. You got Zach Orr taking over for the new coach in Seattle, Mike McDonald. He's 31 years old, going to be the defensive coordinator for the Ravens. Greg Cody of the Miami Herald wrote a really great article. Bill Belichick has 333 victories, which is 14 shy of the all-time record held by Don Shula. And they're basically talking about the fact that he doesn't want to give up any of the power. And, you know, if he just wanted to be a football coach, I think Arthur Blank would have hired him instead of a retread, you know, like they hired down there. I mean, I just don't understand. I do know the NFL has an agenda. They want more minority coaches. So that leaves guys like Vrabel, Pete Carroll, and Belichick out on the outside, but they're blaming most of it on his interpersonal skills or lack thereof.
Mark, you think about Belichick and be a TV guy, TV commentator? Art, what do you think?
No, not at all. Well, you know what? I can't say not at all. He might have a different gear, but I haven't seen it. His press conferences are, well, you know, we're going to prepare this week for the next opponent. And, you know, you need more than that if you're going to be a personality, especially a color analyst. You know, and I will ask this question of you, Fred. You know, Tom Brady's got a $350 million contract with Fox. Greg Olson did a great job as part of the number one team. Wouldn't you like to see at the very beginning? Because Tom Brady's going to go from never broadcasting to now he's trusted to, you know, a position where you got to be on your game. Wouldn't they want to transition him in with maybe two or three people in the booth with Burkholder as opposed to just putting Tom out there by himself?
Okay, so I'm reading that's one of the possibilities, do a three-way thing. But you know what? If I'm Greg Olson, I'm going to ask for a lot more money, and I might leave.
And that's going to, of course, that's the problem. It's going to be too much money to pay that whole team, yeah.
But
I agree.
If they make him the second guy, you know, let's say they're a two-man team with Brady.
Right.
And now Olsen's got to drop down to the second. He might be sold. Look, these guys have major league egos. Point is, even if they give him more money, I think he might want to leave and go somewhere else and say, blank you.
Well, I'll tell you where I think he should go, because I'm not a huge Chris Collinsworth fan. I think he and Tirico would be a marvelous team on NBC. And I also would rather have him on the team with Al Michaels. You know, this might be Al Michaels' last year with Amazon Prime. I think that would be a great team as well, because that might spark up Al Michaels, because, you know, and give Al a good schedule next year, would you? Come on, you guys.
Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. I'm not sure Mark's still with us. Mark, are you still with us?
I think he's got the grandkids.
I think we've lost Mark. Okay. You can email us again at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. What do you think, folks? Tom Brady as a color, as a guy, as a color commentator. What do you think going into this? Is that going to be a positive or a negative? Also, Tony Romo, has he dropped? Maybe he doesn't care as much. We can discuss.
Yeah, it seems like he's mailing it in a little bit to me, Fred. I mean, you know, and you know, you got to wonder there. Now, here's another thing. Jim Nance has been the fixture.
Let's go to a break. We've got to talk to Kerry Eggers, and we can come back and finish it in our last segment. All straight away on Sports Overnight America.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome everybody back to Sports Overnight America with Mark Mancini, the World War Sports Handicapper, Art Source of Galaxy Sports out of Pennsylvania. And on Wednesday of this week, something really special happened. Why was that night different than all other nights as far as I'm concerned? I actually watched an entire NBA game. First one I've watched from the beginning to the end all season long. Now, why did I do that?
Damon Lillard.
Dame Lillard was coming back to Portland for the very first time. So we're going up north now. Talk to Kerry Eggers, fine writer for the Portland Tribune and the Oregonian. Now he's got his own website and he's doing all kinds of things. He's writing books and everything. And we've had Kerry on many times. Kerry Eggers, welcome again to Sports Overnight America.
Thank you, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. The standing ovation, well, 1 minute, 2 minutes for Dame Lillard. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't just a game, as you say. It was an event. Damian had played here for 11 years, with all-time leading scorer. Many believe he's the greatest player of all time in the franchise history. And beloved. I mean, he did a great job in the community, not just on the court, but in getting involved. He made his home here. His family was here and so on. So when he came back, it was a big deal. And he did when he walked onto the court for pregame warmups, he got a nice standing ovation. And then he got a real good one, you know, once the pregame introductions and twice they showed video displays during the first two timeouts. The first one was some of his highlights of his career basketball-wise. The second one was community-wise. In both of those, he got another standing ovation.
Now, I guess the one of the reasons he left, they were drafting guards. All the guards for Portland played very well that night. If I had bet on the game, I would have wagered on Milwaukee and Lillard. I would. And they were 10 down with 10 to go. And then I said, they're still going to make a comeback here. And they did. They took a lead. And then the Simons hit the two-and-a-half-step shot. And they're never calling traveling in the NBA. Is that a European thing? I don't know.
They call it a Euro step, yeah.
I mean, you remember, Kerry, and I remember when I was a kid, you went one-and-a-half steps. The two-and-a-half makes the whole thing a joke. But anyways, the point is, Portland actually won the game, so the fans got everything they wanted. Lillard came back, and Portland wins the game.
It really was. It was perfect for most of the fans. I'm sure there were some fans that wanted Lillard to win the game, but the majority of them were – you know, it's funny. As soon as the game started, man, there was a call that went Lillard's way, and everybody booed. So they were definitely rooting for the Blazers. And, you know, it was a heck of a game. That's one of the best NBA games. You saw the whole game. It was 119-116. Both teams played pretty well. Portland played very well for what. And as you said, Simons was kind of his understudy for 5 years for the Blazers. They're very close. Made the winning shot. So it was a great scene that night. It really was.
Art Source, you're on with Kerry Eggers up in Portland, Oregon.
Kerry, I got to ask you a question. You know, when you have a seminal game like that where an ex-star comes back to a city who he did so much for and what, you know, took him to the playoffs numerous times, do you think the NBA needs to somehow recapture some of that? I was lucky enough last night to watch the Lakers without their top two players, LeBron, you know, and they played a great game at Boston. There was a lot of excitement. The kids were out there. I actually saw some defense in the fourth quarter. It seems to me like things are starting to progress. I guess once we get into February and March, it seems like it's a different NBA. Are you noticing that the NBA is playing a little bit better, a little tougher right now than it was early in the season?
I watched a little bit of that game last night. That was a great game. Austin Reeves was really something. No, I don't see anything different. I mean, this is kind of the dog days, actually. You get through the middle of the season, and they're a little tired. They're waiting for the playoffs. Now, it'll pick up in March when the real run for the playoffs goes. But I think now is kind of a little bit of a dead time. But there's going to be good games. Listen, these teams, they know that there are 82 regular season games. You got to win X amount to get in the playoffs. So the games that you saw last night and that I saw the other night, they're really special. They really are.
Mark Mancini, are you there? Guess Mark is not there. Okay, let's talk about the Blazers.
I'm right here.
All right, you're on with Kerry Eggers up in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, Kerry, I wanted to ask you about the Trailblazers. I can remember the Rip City guys with Walton and Lucas and Twardzik and all those guys, and then you got into the Sabonis thing when they probably should have been beat Shaq and the Culls went against them in 2000. But when you look at this team now, and I've got to know Chauncey Billups a little when he was down here, and you know Doc Rivers. It was almost a reunion of sorts there the other night. But how much has the league changed now? It almost seems to some extent it's a watered down league. We got four or five guys scoring 60 points a game, 70 points a game. No defense being played. Are they trying to sell it like they are in baseball where, you know, all offense, let's get the home runs and everything? Where's basketball headed? Because it's quite a difference from the game I watched in the 80s and 90s and, you know, going back into the 2000s.
Yeah, I started covering the league in 1989, and so I have seen a lot of ebbs and flows through the years. There's been changes in the way the referees have called things. When I first started, it was a defensive era, New York Knicks and Detroit Pistons, and you saw scores in the 80s and 90s a lot of the times. Then it got high again, then it got low again. Right now we're in a high. You're absolutely right. I think the Bucks are averaging 124 points a game, and they're close to – I think the Denver Nuggets with Doug Moe averaged 126. That's the all-time high. So we are at a zenith of scoring. So what I think is happening is that they're calling a lot of the holding stuff that is not allowed now that was allowed before. Yeah. And as a result of that, we're seeing some really high scores. It is definitely a different game. And then the other part of that is, too, the preeminence of the three-point shot. Let's make no mistake about it. When it first came in, it was a novelty. Now you got to live and die at the three-point line. So I don't like that. I like the old where there was it was important to have a good center and the post-up game and that sort of thing. So to me, the game is not as good in that respect as it was 20 years ago.
Kerry Eggers, tell us about your website.
My website is kerryeggers.com, KerryEggers.com. It's free. I have lots of sponsors. I don't want to have anybody pay. We have no paywall. Come put your name on the homepage. There's a subscriber list. You put your email in there. We'll send you all the stories. I write two or three stories a week. A lot of different variety of stuff. Cover NBA stuff. I cover Oregon State a lot because I went to Oregon State and I enjoy the people down there. And so it's been fun. I've been doing it now, Fred, for about 3.5 years, almost 4 years. And I'm going to keep doing it for at least another year or two.
Kerry, you just mentioned Oregon State, and you wrote an article this week I found interesting because as a UCLA Bruin fan, I'll tell you the story. The reunion of Oregon State Basketeers from 1962, you're talking 1963, excuse me. You're talking Mel Counts and a group of others. Talk about that.
Yeah, Mel Counts played a long time for the Lakers, played on four NBA Finals teams with the Lakers. He was the big star for them that year. Kerry Baker, the Heisman Trophy winner, who was the number one draft pick for the Los Angeles Rams in 1963. He was their star guard. And they played, and a guy named Slatskill was a coach for 36 years, a Hall of Famer. It was his second to his last season. He was an old grizzled veteran and got him to the Final Four. I'm trying to think who they beat. In the quarterfinals, they beat Arizona State, who had beaten UCLA, upset UCLA. They had Jumpin' Joe Caldwell, yes.
Jumpin' Joe Caldwell,
That night, I was listening to it on the radio. I was like little kid, and I said, "Oh my God, Arizona State Jumpin' Joe Caldwell." So, so Kerry, that was really something because that was right before UCLA began its streak. Now, in '62, UCLA had made it to the Final Four. They lose to Cincinnati. Tom Thacker's jump shot at the buzzer beat the Bruins, and the Bearcats won the national title. '63, Arizona State beat them, and then the Bruins go on their streak. 64, 65, and then 67 through 73, and then 75. So, Kerry, those were good old days if you were a little kid and you were a UCLA fan, too. So my question is, how do the Beaver fans and the Washington State Cougar fans feel about USC and UCLA screwing the Pac-12. There's no longer a Pac-12, I guess, once the baseball season's over. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, USC and UCLA got the ball rolling. I think there's more antipathy or wrath for Oregon and Washington, Fred, than USC and UCLA, because they left a year earlier. They still had a good, solid Pac-10 without them. They missed them, don't get me wrong, but still had a good, solid Pac-10. Then Colorado pulls out in August of 2022. Okay, well, we're still all right. We've got nine. We'll add San Diego State down the line. And then all of a sudden, the day before the decision was going to be made, Oregon and Washington pull out and go to the Big Ten, and then it all hell breaks loose, and there's only two schools left. So, yes, there is a lot of resentment towards Oregon and Washington in particular, and to the other schools in general, on what they how they left things for Oregon State and Washington State.
Art, you're on with Kerry Eggers.
Kerry, along those lines, I wanted to ask you a question regarding – I've been reading that Washington State and Oregon State still have the rights to the Pac-12. And, you know, they're going to be playing a very different schedule in football next year, where I guess they're going to be incorporated into the Mountain West and yet still play the rivalry games against Oregon for Oregon State and Washington for Washington State. Do you think there's a chance of resurrecting the Pac-12 with your Boise States, your San Jose States, the possibility of UNLV and San Diego State, who you mentioned earlier?
Yes, Arthur, definitely is that possibility, and that's what they're hoping. They did get a good pool of the media rights money and everything else that for the Pac-12 for the next 2 years. It's hundreds of millions of dollars, so it's a lot of money. But they're also going to have to divide some of that back to the Pac-10, other Pac-10 schools. So they're not going to get all that. They're going to get a good chunk that will help get them through these next 2 years. Now, here's what I think could happen. ACC is not very solid right now. If it busts up, and I think it could, Stanford and Cal are going to be available. Bring them back. You've got four schools, and as you mentioned, Boise State, San Diego State, Fresno State, they still have the Pac-12 entity, and they'll have that until 2026. You get a two-year grace period through the NCAA. I think that's the kind of the ideal situation for the Beavers and the Cougars right now.
But you can't say Conference of Champions because all the other the schools are gone.
That's for Bill Walton to worry about.
Yeah, we're going to let Bill Walton run with that one, Fred.
Our last question. I got to ask you this. How much do you blame Larry Scott? And the reason I say that is I think if Larry Scott had made a deal with DirecTV and some other of the cable and satellite companies, perhaps there'd be more money for USC and UCLA and Oregon and Washington, and they wouldn't have left. Talk about that in about 60 seconds, Kerry Eggers.
Well, I blame Larry Scott, but I also blame George Kliakoff there in misrepresenting where they were with the streaming rights, and that may have been the way to go. I don't know. But in any event, he misrepresented it to the other presidents, and the presidents got cold feet there. And so I thought Kliakoff did a very poor job. There's no question that Larry Scott did a terrible job prior to that, too. So it didn't need to happen, Fred. They still could have got $30 million a year or a little bit more in media rights. Now Oregon and Washington are not getting full media rights until 2030 in the Big Ten. So they are getting a little more than they were. But it's not that much, and the travel is going to be so much more. Ah.
One more time, Kerry, tell us about your website for the fans.
KerryEggers.com. Go onto the homepage, put your name in the subscriber list, become a subscriber. It's free.
All right, Kerry Eggers, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
I wish I could get this stupid jar open.
Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I think we've lost Mark Mancini. Technology is not what it used to be. No question about that. Bart Source with us. I'm Fred. Email us, sportsfred@AOL.com. sportsfred@AOL.com. All right. We just had Kerry Eggers on from Portland, Oregon. That's Kerry Eggers, E-G-G-E-R-S. Join his website. I read his articles. I read his book on Sean Lee, the play-by-play guy for the Blazers for many years, and I lived in Portland for 6 months. It rained every day, and in Southern California, I know it's doing the same thing now. All right, Art, we talked basketball with Kerry. Let's talk basketball NBA style. Do you know that over the last decade, scoring has now gone up 15 points per game? Teams are now scoring 100 points through three quarters. Talk about that.
Well, it's been a real change, Fred. I mean, the three-point shot, I've seen guys driving the lane where they used to go for the layup, and now they dish it out for a wide-open three-point shot. I'm sure Johnny Wooden would not understand the game right now, even guys like Tarkanian and Adolph Rupp. But I did notice, I got a chance like you did watching the Dame Lillard game we talked about with Kerry. I got a chance to watch the Lakers on TNT the other night, and I got to tell you, this Laker young ball club played an incredible game against the Celtics in Boston. And, you know, there's only one team in the NBA right now that's playing great defense, and that's the New York Knickerbockers. And I think defense comes down to want to do it, okay? And I think it comes down to the coach. And the one thing I think Doc Rivers can do with his team now that he's running the Milwaukee Bucks is get more defensive. Get those guys playing defense. Because in a league that has so much scoring, the team that plays great defense come the playoffs, I think is going to make a big run. Now, you need scoring, obviously, the way the game is played. The game is called differently. We know the Euro step. Hell, I've seen guys take four steps and make a layup. And I'm like, whoa, hang on a second here. Doesn't he have a pivot foot? No, it's a different game from that perspective. But I think you're going to start to see it. Everything works in shifts. We're seeing it in football. They're going back to the running game, shortening the game, keeping guys fresh. I think you're going to start to see it in the NBA again. You're going to see a return. And if they do, I think it'll have a great benefit to the ratings. And people our age who watched the game when we loved it, when the defense – Dennis Johnson, I always think about with the Celtics. And even Michael, you know, Cooper for the Lakers. Oh, man, if you Michael had him Cooper, on you, yeah. He was just, yeah. I mean, he was all over you.
All right, folks, that's it for this version of Sports Overnight America. For Mario, for Art for Mark, who we've lost. I am Fred. See you around the corner for more of Sports Overnight America.